B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Okay. Wait a second. It's 1 o'clock and you're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. We are a Beasley Media Group station. Wait, whoa, 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 wait. Whoa.
Uh-oh.
Can you tell me? That's a stone violation. It's got to be pointed out.
What?
On Farzetta. Mark has had that's a major violation. You can't call Claude Giroux Claude.
I agree.
What's that about?
Yeah, heard it this morning.
What's you can't call him Claude?
Hello, Claude. Thanks for joining us, Claude.
Claude? Why? Now, why would he call him Claude?
Apparently his reasoning is when he met Claude in person, Claude Giroux introduced himself as, "Hi, I'm Claude."
Yeah, because he's a French Canadian. If you're a French Canadian, you have an act, Claude. You don't call him Claude.
Yeah, made me laugh this morning.
Come on, Claude. You sound like you're mocking him when you say Claude, right?
Entire interview can be found on 97.5thefanatic.com.
I'd rather you just say G. You know what I'm saying?
El Capitan.
Claude. Coming up, picks at 1:30.
Good record. I finally have the official Excel spreadsheet of Cuz Radio.
Oh, you do?
We have the official penny of Cuzzo Trivia in the mug here.
Oh, good.
And we have the official Excel spreadsheet.
We'll play some Cuzzo tomorrow.
Damn right, every Tuesday and Thursday.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we're doing well.
Good job, Claude. No, we did well in the picks. I got to look. You know what's interesting when you're picking these games? Because sometimes it's your first inclination is the one, because you can overthink things.
Can I tell you something?
Like the NFL, sometimes you overthink it. Like when you look at
track
the lines,
games.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Why is that line only 4? Right? For years and years and years, the Patriots like covered every, seriously, what was their percentage? And you would have people go, that's a public bet. Yeah. And people talk themselves out of it.
Yesterday, I saw the Nets Bucks money line, and the Nets were like plus 10,000.
And are they really?
I almost put down like $5 just for the hell of it. And I was like, and then I talked myself out of it. I was like, that's a waste of money. Well, like, why would I do that? I know it's just $5, but it's a waste of money.
Oh my God. Are you serious?
Because I usually make my picks as we're about to do the pick segment, so that I can look at my app at what I have.
Plus 10,000?
Yeah, to win straight up. And I didn't take it.
So you would have won $5,000 on a $5 bet? No, $500.
Yeah, 500. And I was like, nah, it's a waste of money.
Yeah, That's crazy.
I was kicking myself yesterday.
That's crazy.
I talked myself out of it, because again, I go, why would they lose? Why are they going to beat the Bucks? Half their team's missing.
No, I know, but this bubble.
Exactly.
Yeah, and that's why, as much as I like the Sixers today, the Wizards stink. Who knows?
That's why I'm betting everything the first half. I'll give you my picks at 1:30. Looking forward to it.
We'll have it coming up. Just stay tuned. We're doing well. We had a caller. We had a tweeter.
Yeah, he parlayed two of our picks. Yeah. About
3-0 in pucks. I crushed the pucks.
Yes, you did.
Let's go to Frank in Westchester. Frankie, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Frankie.
What's up, squad?
What's going on, Frank?
Oh, man. Yo, young ball. It's Franktown.
What's up, Frank?
It's Franktown.
What song you have for us today?
Yo, boss. Why don't you come see me in my office? All right. I love me some tunes. He's a rising star.
He is.
Hey, guys, Colorado State? Really? I mean, we're talking human lives, people.
Yeah, did you believe? I mean, they're being investigated for telling kids, don't worry about the guidelines. Oh, really?
Yeah, well, they get the Maloiks. They get, like, my grandmom's Maloiks. And Rita never fails. Jeez.
I know.
You know, and I was thinking, it's funny you mentioned Aaron. I thought of him the other day. He's a great caller.
I know. We haven't heard from Aaron in a while.
La Familia, Aaron, call in. Now, didn't he disrespect Doc, though? Was that?
But that was just fun. We were just joking around.
Oh,
fun.
No.
Yeah, you know.
I'm busted.
Yeah.
So, you know, the Flyers, they're my fort, you know, and unfortunately, it's because, you know why? It's really because of the small percentage of fans that I deem elitist, which was the impetus behind that members only call. But I tell you, I'm all in. I love the coach. The team emulates the coach. They're fun to watch. I mean,
they're a blast. And I'm curious. Now, I'll ask you: Is your circle? Yeah. Will they get in on it?
Oh yeah.
I told you a couple of my friends. I was getting mocked. These guys were watching golf. Are you kidding me?
Golf? Come on.
I go, anybody wants the Flyers? And they go, what, they make ice in August? I was getting crushed.
Give me hoops and hockey now in August.
I know. I love it. I got to tell you, Frankie, I love summertime hockey and hoops.
It's unprecedented, and I love it. Now, quick Sixers. One good thing I saw the other night was Joe's court awareness.
He's played terrific in two games. He's looked phenomenal. Passing out of the double team. He's come to play. He and Tobias have come to play. Everybody else, I shrug.
I'm all in, as you are, about that. Ben needs to have the ball. Forget the four. Forget that experiment. Let's throw that in the Baxter.
Yeah.
So real quick, you guys, I purchased a pack of hunting dogs this morning because we're going to scour the bubble in search of the Sixers' defense. Cause I don't know what.
I know.
Shame. I'm a little nervous. Well, like a long-tailed cat in a room full of rocking chairs, but they should do well today. We'll see.
Well, it's Washington. They got less than a 15-point victory, I'm disappointed. All right? I'm disappointed. Telling you right now.
They're Bealess, right?
Yeah, they're
Bealess.
That's right.
Come on.
We're Bealess, too. Frankie.
Yeah.
Go on. All right. Have a cocktail. Relax.
I got eyes. All right, thanks.
See you, buddy.
They're Bealess and Bertansless.
Yes.
I don't know, Davis Bertans.
Yes. Come on, man.
Yeah, they
Come
got...
Come on, you got to roll.
Especially when they...
I don't want to hear, the Nets beat...
Yep.
The Nets beat the Bucks. Come on. You're playing poorly. You got to play today.
Yep. That's my thinking.
Simmons better. His over-under is 17.5. Were you kidding me?
You know, Tobias is only at 20.5. There's a preview for 130.
There's two of the plays right there.
Damn right. You want your starting lineup for game one of your fight in Phil's?
Okay.
You look thrilled.
I hate the 7-inning doubleheader. You know what I hate more than the 7-inning doubleheader? People who tell me how great the 7-inning doubleheader is for baseball.
Oh, really? There's people that are saying that?
Yes! Yeah, it was like ESPN!
Yeah, Harold Reynolds on MLB Network.
Why the 7-inning doubleheader is great? We'll get to see stars.
Yeah, that's what Harold Reynolds is saying, too.
Yo, are you kidding me? I love Harold Reynolds. Are you nuts?
Yeah, but that's already wrong.
Why can't they play why can't they play 9 innings? Really? Are you kidding me? How hard is it to play a doubleheader? Go ahead.
Yeah, so that theory of the stars playing both games, that's already wrong. Andrew McCutchen leading off in left field. Reese Hoskins second at first base. Bryce Harper third in right field. So normal 1-3. JT's behind the dish batting fourth. Gene Segura batting fifth at shortstop. No Didi Gregorius in game one. Scott Kingery will bat sixth at second. The Philadelphia legend Phil Gosselin bats seventh at third base.
Gosselin.
Oh man, he hit like 800 in spring training. Roman Quinn batting eighth, playing center field. And your DH for the day, that great Kyle Garlick.
Oh, my God.
Because Jay Bruce can't. I don't know. Zach Wheeler on the mound.
Why do you have your DH hit ninth?
That's a great question.
Am I missing something? You have your DH hit ninth? Yo, Joe.
And I get it. It's Jay Happ, lefty on the mound, but still, I have to take Bruce and Garlick.
Right? Are they that bad that they can't scrounge up any right-handed bat? This Klentak is a disaster. He's a disaster.
Oh, man, Kyle Garlick.
Oh, my. The slap. Oh, don't get me started. Why'd you just put me in a sour mood?
Garlick is going to be this year's, the hell was his name? Bamboo. Brad.
Bamboo Brad.
He's going to be this year's Bamboo Brad.
Ian, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Ian!
Hey, what's up, guys? Yeah, he's got that wrong. Nets were plus 1,500, so if he put $5 on, he would have won 75. Wouldn't have been 500. He's wrong about that. But
Oh, okay, because he said it was 10,000.
I thought it was 10,000.
Yeah, no, it was 1,500 to one.
That's a lot of zeros.
Yeah, so, yeah, man, you know what, man? My life's been a lot happier with sports, but the only thing, I still can't get into soccer. You know, I always have this argument, like, I love soccer. I want to like it, but there's no scoring because I always have this argument. I think the most overrated athlete is the goalie because the goalie has such an advantage. That's why no one can score. So my point is I can go on a soccer field and stop it. I think they got to change a rule where you can just use one arm or something because you need more scoring for that.
See, you know what's funny? I said that they should allow the offside thing.
Yeah,
that opens it up, right? But if you say that to real soccer people, they get offended.
Yeah.
And so I don't want to say it because
I get in an argument all the time.
No, I don't want to say it because it's disrespectful. Because if someone says that about football,
yeah,
then I get mad and I don't blame them.
But for me, I just cannot. I can't take.
I did like. I want to tell you, I liked it. Ian, watching the EPL. Yeah. I was like, wow, you know what?
I get it. But I'm going to give you some good news, though. I think NFL is going to start and they're going to finish. You know why? Because I found out they're testing every day.
Yeah.
They're giving the blood test every week. Seeing what baseball went through helps out. But there was something on New York Post about this football player having a big party. But now those guys got to take it more seriously, though. But I think NFL finishes. And you know what? I don't think Sixers are done. Are you just counting the Sixers out of making the champion? Are you counting them out right now?
No, but I'm down on them. I'm down on. Here's what I'm down on, and then you go, Ian. I'm down on Ben not without the ball in his hands. I'm down on Brett's rotation.
Right, but I think this. I think you hit it on the head. Like you said, what I said. Tobias looks different. He looks better now. When it comes to the playoffs, and MB's going to play 38 minutes a game.
Yeah,
because he looks like he's in better shape. So I don't count. And I really think the neutral court helps out. So I think they dispatch. I think they want to get to 60, but you look at that schedule, they're going to win the next six games. So that's going to get them to 50. But I really believe they can beat Milwaukee because Embiid is just such a factor. But I do agree with you, man. They've got to get Simmons back at the point guard position. Now, when it comes to the final 5 minutes, then you can switch it up a little bit because he does kill you when he doesn't shoot the ball. But I agree with you. Because, you know what, Simmons is such a mismatch for Kemba Walker if you put him on Kemba Walker. So if we're not going to see that, though, that's the problem.
I know. And here's the thing. I think they beat Boston. I want to play Boston in the first round. Because I think they match up well against them.
They beat Boston in six, but Miami's going to be a tough matchup.
I agree. And you know what else is a tough matchup? Toronto. If they have to play Toronto.
This is why, though. The Van Fleet guy can play, so you got to get Simmons at point guard. So we got to make a. Cause
yes.
The funny thing is, that's starting a lineup. You got Harris, Simmons, and Embiid. You don't necessarily have to start Richardson.
Right.
You put Thibault in there.
Right. That's what I want to do. I would rather start. Well, I would start Richardson, but I would start Thibault instead of Milton and bring Milton off the bench. At least you're strong defensively. But here's the thing, Ian, because you and I see it the same way. Brett's got this Cork Maz and Neto thing has to stop.
But you know why he put Neto in? Because he's just saying Simmons is not playing point guard.
Right.
You can put him in. You don't have to just necessarily stop him from playing point guard, though. That's why Brown just loses you because he doesn't adjust. And, like, the thing about Cork Maz, He's done well because he scored 60 points in 2 games. You call him, you got to see when he's out there, he's not being effective. Then you pull him, and that first play, that's the thing.
Yes, Brown.
But I think Brown will adjust the next 6 games. I just want to believe that. I think that
I hear you.
And then real quick about baseball. Baseball got 3 rules right. The DH, the one, I like the extra inning thing, and the 3 batters relief. But I agree with you, the 7 innings thing, why don't they just have them play? The batter comes up and says, started a 1-1 count, too, then. You know what I'm saying?
I know. It drives me nuts. Ian, what a great call. As always, my brother, great to talk to you, man. I agree with you. I completely agree. I'm not in love with the runner on second, but whatever. I'm that's fine. But the 7-inning thing's a joke. And here's the thing. I still think the Sixers beat the Celtics. As what a sucker I am. I actually think the Sixers still beat the Celtics. I just think they match up. But he's got to kill this Korkmaz Neto death thing. And Ian's right. Well, I said it too. But Ian's right. Korkmaz comes in a game. If he's hitting a shot, you let him get a little run. Otherwise, get him the hell out. He's a liability, and he's not a good enough shooter to warrant the minutes he gets. He's not a consistent enough. He's not like Redick. Like, Redick was a liability, right?
Yeah.
On defense. But Redick, you knew Redick at some point was going to hit 3.
Yeah, Redick could go 0 for 10, and you still felt comfortable putting right. him out in the fourth quarter.
Because there were times when JJ would hit a flurry. He'd get bang, bang, bang. And that is Korkmaz never does that. Unless he's a front runner. Unless he's hot and he feels it, he's useless to you. Let's go to Tyree. You're on 97.5 for that. Ty, what's happening?
What's going on, Cuz?
What's up, my man?
Hey, I'm good, man. I'm just hearing these calls, man, about the Flyers, man. I'm excited for these guys, man. It's an exciting group of guys to watch, man. Like, if you can't really get up to watch these guys with no type of emotion, happiness for these guys, French fan. Even if you're a French fan, you should be able to, you know, get excited for these guys. But
I love it. I love you, Ty. You're all fired up.
But I'm just listening. Like I say, listen to these calls and just making me think how I got into it. Like, you know, I was brought up in a, you know, 4-4-4 household. But, you know, my kind of indoctrination to the game was through the fighting aspect. You know, how do you guys fight and get away with it? And you actually got rules for fighting. You know, but it's like then you grew to, you know, in the game, rules of it. And then just growing up with the history, guys, I remember like one of my first emotional attachments to these guys, sadly to say, was when Kelly Lindbergh, when he got killed.
Yeah, man.
And the team just was down.
Yeah.
But, you know, a couple years later, they was in the cup against Edmonton, and, you know, and just lost. This is one night. You know, and you follow years.
Oh, we're losing you. We're losing you, brother. Your phone gets zats in and out. Try us back, man. I finish it up, brother. Scott and Folsom. Scotty, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, cuz.
Hey, Scotty.
Hey, man. I got to tell you, first time calling. I've been listening to you. I'm a 50-year-old man. I know we're about the same age. So I've been listening to you since I was a young man. I agree with 99% of what you say. But the first thing, before I get to my sports point, Farzetta was right, man.
Claude!
Man, listen, man. My dad came off the boat from Belgium when he was 9 years old.
Really? I love Belgium, by the way.
So do I. My grandparents came, obviously, with him. So it makes me only second generation. My father is Claude, is what he introduces himself. But everyone in the family, we call him Claude.
Yeah, but because that's you guys. But wouldn't it be disrespectful if I call him Claude? It's awkward, right?
That is the way it is pronounced in the French language.
Right. No, right. Yes.
Speak French.
Right.
So I'll just tell you, my brother's also Claude.
All right. So I would call him Claude, even though the English piece of the Anglo, we anglicize it and it's Claude, right?
But we don't anglicize Spanish names.
True. That's true. That's true. And to your point, like if a guy's name's Renee, we say Renee.
Yes.
You know, it's not a bad
thought.
Look,
I'm the last one to point out Farzetta was right and you were wrong, but
I just found it awkward that he would call, like, we know him as Claude Giroux, right? That he would clone it. You know what I mean? Is an oddity. Hey, let me ask before you get your point. Have you been to Brussels?
I have not. It is my. I am Belgian and Irish, and me and the wife have a plan someday when she can retire from teaching and I can get out of this truck. That hopefully that's our first trip to Europe.
You gotta go. One of the great things in life, all right, is I love a Belgian beer, Duvel. Right, you know the Duvel.
Right?
So it's on tap everywhere in Brussels, right? And I went with my family, right? And at nighttime, they would be upstairs. They would be in the Airbnb, and I would meander, and I would get the Duvel and the Frites, and I'd have a book, and I'd stay at a cafe until 3 o'clock in the morning. I was heaven, man.
And did you have the Belgian waffles while you were there?
I didn't do the waffles. You know what they had was the Frites were ridiculous, but the chocolate was really good. Yeah, yeah.
What they give you here and tell you is a Belgian waffle. That's
I'm with you. And and you got to go when you got to go to Bruges. It was an incredible little town on the water.
I'll have to give that a try. Yeah. The family's actually from Brussels, so that is definitely.
Oh, that's awesome, man.
We still have family, and I got to say. You grow up with a Belgian grandmother, you never eat better in your life.
That's cool. That's awesome, brother. That's great.
Now, to my point, real quick. And real quick on everything. I've been a big Brett Brown backer for years. I can't do it anymore.
Yeah, I know.
I just can't. I the rotations. The basketball is my sport. The rotations, the falling in love with guys, the trying to squeeze a square peg into a round hole. Coach to what you have. Don't force the players to do what you want them to do.
Yeah.
And they're not capable of taking 25 threes a game and winning.
Yeah, I agree. 31 the other night. And it's just too many. I know they made 45%, but I agree with you. That's not their game.
And now on the Phillies, I can't even really complain about anything yet because I'm just so happy not to see Gabe on the sideline or in press time.
I agree with that.
The man made me stop watching baseball.
I agree with that.
And with the Eagles, you know, we'll see what it is. I don't think we're going to have football this year. I hate to say it, but I just don't see how
I'm praying, brother.
If you have to go to do the bubble, I don't see how this works.
I know. You know, it's funny because how we look at things. A caller earlier said, I think we're going to have football. You say no. And I mean, I don't know. I look at it and I'm just hoping because I can't imagine no football in the fall, brother. I can't imagine. Listen, you're the best, man. You got to call again, Scotty.
I will, man. That'll be my second call. But you finally got me to call in today and I'll give you a call back.
You got it, brother. Thank you, man. Appreciate it. The cloud. That's where I think the violation is. But now, he's a true Belgian. I like that culture, the Belgian culture. 610-632-0975. It's Cuz Radio with the Tunis. 97.5 The Fanatic.
What's up, guys? Andrew Salchunas here. Tiger is back this weekend for golf. Major action. What's going on? And that means we're in for an epic weekend of golf. I know Ant's friends are excited for it.
What's up, guys?
If you're as excited as I am about his return, celebrate on FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. Right now, FanDuel Sportsbook is giving new users exclusive plus 500 odds on Tiger to make the cut this weekend. So place a bet of up to $20 on Tiger Woods just to make the cut, and FanDuel will pay you out at least plus 500 odds if he does. FanDuel Sportsbook is America's number one sports betting site for a reason. And once you win, FanDuel gets your cash in as little as 24 hours. So right now, download FanDuel Sportsbook and check out their amazing app for yourself. And be sure to sign up using my URL, FanDuel.com/Fanatic, to claim your exclusive plus 500 odds on Tiger to make the cut this weekend. That's FanDuel.com/Fanatic. I have a lot of other plays that we're going to give to you coming up. 21 plus and present New Jersey and Pennsylvania. New users only. Max bonus $100. Minimum $10 first deposit required. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, it's 1:30 on this Wednesday afternoon. Sixers at 4. Got some good sports doubleheader. Oh, who cares about that? 7 innings. It loses all, like, to me, it's not legitimate. It loses legitimacy not playing 9 innings. Sorry, Andrew.
I'll be watching.
I know. All right, buddy. Time now for our picks. Everybody sit tight. Back to the phones in a second. You had the new spreadsheet.
Yeah, the official spreadsheet of the pick segment on Cuz Radio.
Pretty good.
You want to hear some records that we got going on right now?
You're the tallier.
Yeah. So we're doing pretty good. You are 20-12, and I am 20-11. So there you go.
Nice.
Now you're winning in the head-to-head. You're 4-2 in our head-to-head matchups.
Nice.
But you're 20-12. I'm 20-11. In the NBA, you're 4-4. I'm 5-2. In the NHL, you're killing it. 4-1. I'm 2-0, but I'm afraid to make hockey plays. MLB, you're 12-7. I'm 13-9. For a grand total of 20-12 and 20-11.
All right. Sounds good, buddy. All right. Let's try to keep it going.
You want to start this off? You want me to go?
Let's start off. Let's go a little hockey. All right, we go by sports, right? So let's go a little hockey. I'm going to lay a little bit of a... I got two plays. Penguins, minus 175.
I'm with you on that one.
And the Lightning against Boston.
There's a head-to-head matchup.
I don't think Boston... I think there's something wrong with them a little bit, too.
I agree with you because I was hesitant to make this play, but I'm still going to go with Boston because they're the only team right now without a point in the East for this round-robin tournament because the Caps got one for making it to overtime. So I don't think they want to fall to fourth, so I think they come out with a little bit of fire today. So I'm going to go against you there.
All right, and I got one total. It's over the 6, Edmonton and the Blackhawks. There you go.
All right, sounds good. What do you want to go to next, baseball or basketball?
Basketball.
Basketball, I have a lot with the Sixers. And
all right.
I will start with the first quarter, the spread, 3.5. I think the Sixers
love it.
On fire today.
Count me in.
So Sixers, 3.5.
I love it. I love that. Halftime.
Halftime, 6.5.
I think you
got
to roll
as well.
Sixers first quarter, halftime, and the full game.
Okay. So you're going with me the first quarter and the first half, but you're also taking the 10.5.
Yep.
All right.
I mean, listen, you can't beat the Wizards by 15, let alone the 10.5. You're a disgrace. All right, I'll give you I like the Magic plus the 7 against the Raptors. I think the Raps are playing really well, and they played well. They beat the Lakers. But I think that Orlando team matches up. They can grit out with them.
Yeah, it's funny. I was going to go Raptors, and I was like, you know what? No, I'm not touching this one.
I like Orlando.
All right. The Lakers, 5.5 points tonight. Yeah, they're going to cover that.
All right. You got the Lakers. I'll give you one more. I like the Celtics, minus 8.5 over Brooklyn.
I have that too. Yeah. So I'm with you on that one, the 8.5.
All right, we ride that together. What about the player props? Did you do the, because you're going to go Tobias?
Tobias, over 20.5 points. Mm-hmm. He's been consistent, and I need to see, he needs to be consistent on a continuous basis, and I think he will again today.
All right, I'm going to take a long shot. I'm going to go Simmons over the 17.5. But I'm going to tell you that Simmons makes a 3 today. He's plus 1,200 to make a 3. And I think he takes and makes a three this afternoon.
How about that? The confidence in Ben.
You know why? It's not about him. He does it against bad teams.
That's a good point. That's a very good point. All right.
And they're a bad team. And if you're going to take a flyer, and remember, he was miserable. Literally the first two games, but especially the last game. Expect him to be active. It's a good spot for him to take a shot at 12-1.
I love your reasoning. You're on the island there. I'm not touching
that. All right. No, I hear you.
All right, that's all I got in basketball. Baseball. I'm going to ride with the Phils in game one.
They
have updated the lines. They're doing it per seven innings. I got them at +110. It's almost even money game two with Nola. But I like Zach Wheeler. So I'm going to ride with the Phils. First game, the doubleheader, +110.
I'll go against you.
We'll go Yanks?
Yes. I wouldn't go against that Yankee train. Not with this team.
Okay. I believe in Wheeler. It's my guy.
Yeah, you love Wheels.
It's my guy.
Wheels up. You're about Wheels up.
The Nationals. Payout's not really worth it, but I think the Mets are just a disaster, and Scherzer's on the mound. So -215 for DC, I'll take them.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. You look at that. You're all...
The Mets are... And it's Porcello on the mound.
Wow, so, he's tired. He's a gas can.
So, DC, the Washington Nationals.
He's a gas can.
Lay it.
I'm going to take that. I got an ugly one for you. You ready?
Not the Orioles, Marlins.
The Marlins.
The red hot Marlins?
Yes.
The 3-1 first place Marlins.
I think
Marlins.
I had the Marlins yesterday. They got Elester Hernandez pitching, who's good.
Not bad.
And he's going against Alex Cobb. And
he was awful last year.
He stinks. I'll take the Marlins.
Okay.
How about that?
The stink game.
Yeah, that's a total stink game.
Tampa looking to win two straight against the Sox, -142. I will roll with the Rays over the Sox.
I'll roll with the Jays and Ryu over Newcomb.
And the Braves bounce back after losing 10-1 yesterday. Okay.
Yeah.
My last play for you, the Astros over the D-backs, just -136 for the Astros in Arizona. I'm guessing that's why the line's shorter, but I'll take the Astros.
All right, I'll give you my last one. It's the Dodgers stripling over the Padres, -136. There you go. There it is, your plays. Well, sports is back, and we decided to give you all the, kind of analyze any of them, all of our games. Way too many games, just so you know. But the record's the record, right? What are you going to do?
Let's stay hot.
Let's go to, where are we at? Preston! There he is! Preston, what's happening, buddy?
Hey, how you guys doing, guys?
Good.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. What's happening, brother?
Hey, not too much. I'm probably one of only five guys that really care about the whole Colorado State story. But I do have a little insight.
Really?
I was actually a freshman football player there.
Get out of here. Tell me the story. Yeah. This is awful. So, I was talking about it just moments ago.
Yeah. I just happened to hear it. So I, it's got me fired up because I don't know if you know that connection, but the head coach is Steve Adagio, who used to be the Temple coach.
Yes.
And there's several players that are from Pennsylvania and New Jersey, as well as he's got some ex-Temple players that are coaches or ex-coaches from Temple that were also with him out there. So there's pretty good connection to the area. And it's a shame that the story that was written is written with anonymous sources.
Uh-huh.
From the team. So I was talking with my son, and and then obviously I've paid attention to the other, it seems to be that it couldn't be further from the truth.
Like, really?
Every day they get a when they show up for workouts, first of all, they're still in small groups. And everything is like spread out. They don't use the weight room. They don't use the training room. They've moved all the equipment outdoors. When they show up for workouts, they have to go through a questionnaire about symptomology and whether or not there's anything going on. And if there's anything, literally, he said a guy had a stomach bug and ended up having to sit out for like 5 days.
Okay.
Just to see if there was any other symptoms. And then same thing, there was a guy that tested positive. And so then another player, they figured out through the tracing that another player was in contact with him because they kind of hang out at outside of practices. And so he had to go into quarantine, even though he was negative at the time. He later tested positive because of that contact. But they immediately, he had no choice in the matter. And it wasn't even whether or not he had symptoms or anything. So I'm not really sure what the motivation is on why they're doing that. But it's a shame they didn't really, like, if you look on Twitter, like, all the players are coming out and going, this is completely false.
I don't know okay. I was flabbergasted when I read the story that, I mean, you think that they would be told to ignore any of the protocol. Is it, now, again, nothing surprises me when it comes to college sports because, right. I mean, look, on the same day, you know, we're talking about this, the Big Ten announces its schedule. Like, how in the world, seriously, you as a father, right, how are they going to be safe, Preston? How are they going to be safe, man? I mean, I would be worried sick.
Yeah, it's definitely, you know, it's definitely a worry and it's definitely a concern. I mean, it's, I don't know how anybody is dealing with it. You know, I mean, obviously the NFL, they have a much, much greater ability, but it's very difficult for the colleges. And then really difficult. I feel really bad for like high schoolers. I mean, I think really bad about the people that are, I think about the kids that are like going into their senior year of high school and, trying to figure out where they're going to be able to play, and they can't even play.
Yeah,
and it's a shame, but it's I don't know. It's I know that they are very, very. I mean, he had to get out there like 4 or 5 days ahead. They did testing. Their problem right now with they do have a breakout. They have 8 guys that have it. Well, evidently, like, over half of those, I think it was, like, 5 of them, because they went to some party in the area, like, over, like, the 4th of July.
I mean, here's the thing. This is what you get. They're college kids, you know? Yep. Like, you're going to go party. This is why you can't play. It just doesn't make sense. Press.
Yeah, I honestly thought they were going to go with, like, a spring schedule. But
right. That's what I thought.
I know some of them are, some of the smaller schools are, but I don't know what they're going to do. So
I know. Yeah, do me a favor, Preston. Keep us posted and you know, tell your son we were asking for him. And obviously we're hoping he's safe and everything. Wrong. And do us a favor. When stuff happens, especially when it's, you know, virus related and what's going to happen, give us a call, man. I'd like to follow the story.
Yeah, I will do. Also, they have a Temple, one of the backup quarterbacks transferred there.
Get
a chance. Yeah, Todd Cento.
The kid from LSU? Russo?
No. Okay. He played with Temple. He was with Temple.
With Adazi? Okay. Okay.
No, he wasn't with Adazi. He was there. He was just there this past year, and then
this year
he just transferred. He went into the portal and transferred out there.
Cool! Very cool. All right. Well, let me keep me posted, man. Thank you, Preston. Appreciate it, buddy. I mean, what do you expect, right? You got college kids. College kids are going to party. I tell you about Alyssa, Tooch's daughter, who's like my niece. Alyssa plays at Hofstra. She's a great lacrosse player. Amazing. You know, he's worried about it. They don't know what's going to happen. You know, she had our season cut short last year, obviously because of this stuff. Lacrosse is a spring collegiate sport. But like, you're going to play football. The campuses might be closed, virtual learning everywhere, and you're going to play football? You know, that's the one that rubs me the wrong way. Is that Tyree? We got Tyree back. Tyree!
Hey, what's going on,
guys? Oh, there you go. You're better now. What's happening, brother?
No, I'm good.
I think when I got cut off, I was pretty much talking about, you know, some of the players and, you know, and I was getting ready to go into some of the events as far as, you know, the 97 against the Red Wings. And, then you transfer down to 2010 with the Blackhawks. And then you look at the team that we got now. Look at how they've been playing early in the year. Look at how they're playing now. And then you just being a Philly fan, a full fan takes over at some point. But you allow you allow the history of the failures. You allow the excitement of seeing some of the players that flown through here. And you allow the excitement with the team, the players you got now. And that should be enough to carry you through. You know, I don't know, you know, what it is that you need other than that. You got to win.
Let me ask you. Do you think, now again, it's early, right? Because they haven't really started the playoffs. It just started, and this is the round robin piece of it. Do you think once they get into the playoffs, there becomes that buzz? And you know what I'm talking about. Like how we just climb on board. Now, it's so different because it's August. Can it get the ancillary people, Tyree?
It should be, because at the end of the day, Philly fans want to see winners. You got a winner in front of you. What does it matter if it's in August, if it matters if it's in May, June, July? You got a winner ready to win. So it doesn't matter when it is. But most Philly fans, you know, with the friend on the friend team, such as more likely the Phillies and the Flyers, they need the playoffs before they go all in. But you got the other people like myself that you know your excitement is tempered based on the flow of the season. But you're always behind your squad. And when they're rolling, it makes it that much better. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, like I say, when the pickup playoffs start, fans will probably pick up, but that shouldn't be a reason. You should already be all in.
Yeah. I agree, but I want it to be big. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want it to be tight. Like, where we're, oh, my God, I can't wait for tomorrow, game two, and you know how it is.
Right. Well, like I say, I think it is. And then, like I say, especially if they play like everybody. I mean, well, I know Chunas wants to avoid the Penguins, but if you get a rivalry game,
or
such as the Penguins, Capitals, or whatever the case be in a series, then that adds another level to it. But you got to kind of know the history. You know, you can't be that fringe player, because then that type of series is not going to get you. But if you know what it is, transfer that to an Eagles, Cowboys, Celtics, Sixers type of situation, and then you see kind of get into it. But you got to kind of grow into that.
I agree. Ty, thanks, my brother. You're the best, man. Appreciate it. Andrew, we have something here?
Yeah, this is J.J. Redick. Basically confirming my theory that he was a rat.
Because it is very impressive to be in the league for 14 years and always make the, you know, be on a team that makes the playoffs. That's an impressive feat.
When it got to like year 10 or 11, I was like, oh, wait a minute. I've never missed the playoffs. The first like 6 or 7 years, it's just normal. And then you get later on in your career and, you know, then you're like, oh, I kind of want this streak to stay alive for my whole career. But the funny thing is, when I went to Philly, obviously I went to Philly to take the 1 year bag. We all know that.
Rat.
Yeah, to take the 1 year back. Yeah.
Yeah, I love Philly. Shut up.
Yeah,
he's a rat.
Yeah, I know. I kind of.
He's a rat.
Yeah, I hear you, brother. We'll talk about it. All right, everybody, stay tuned. Mikey Miss coming up next. Tyrone and Nat. Great stuff. Always fun talking to you guys. Be careful. All right. And thanks for listening, as always. We'll see you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.